The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
I'm Corey from Ohio, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 418 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me, back from his world book tour, is Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm sick as a dog, Michael, so everybody's going to have to tolerate me sounding like, I don't know, just all nasally and stuff. When you visit, like, 25, 30 schools in a three-week period, it's a germ factory, and they finally got me at the end of the tour. And luckily, I got home, so I didn't have to infect any more kids, but I made it home.
Well, it could be worse. You could have conjunctivitis. You could have measles.
Oh, God.
Pox.
Well, the jury's still out. I may still have something. Who knows? I mean, it's just a cold, but still.
Yeah. But you're a trooper, and you know what troopers do, right?
They give out their running playlist songs?
That's right.
All right. Well, today I'll make it a little bit easier. You might know this one. 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago?
Yes.
Okay, so see, you know some of these.
I have it. I have it somewhere. All right. On vinyl.
I just want to rent it. Oh, look at you, Mr. Old School.
Yeah, old school. Shout out. First, obviously, Michelle's not here. We are recording this on Sunday night, September
25th.
And her brother Mark is about to swim, hopefully across the English Channel by the time this show is posted. He will have hopefully completed it, but for those who are curious, Michelle will be getting up at around 2:30, and they will be driving to the dock. It takes about an hour to get to the boat, and then they will then prepare for the swim. He's supposed to swim between 5 and 6 in the morning. It will take him, at least according to Michelle, 14 hours, and then after that swim, when he lands at Calais, France, they then take the boat back to England, and that's 4 hours, and then they have to drive to London and get ready to come home. It's just going to be a very how can I put it,
long and taxing
day. So I shout out to both Mark and Michelle, because Michelle is part of the crew that will help him cross the English Channel, and again, props to him for raising over $1 million for Dana-Farber Cancer Institute here in New England. All right, and before going any further, it's time for my tip. Pretty simple, pretty simple. You could use this anywhere. I know that I use it, and the reason why I use it is because Disney days are long days. If you drive and you park in the parking lots, when you get to the end of your parking lot, use your cell phone to take a photo of the row that you're in, so that when you get back, you'll know which row you're in. This is most helpful in the Magic Kingdom parking lot, because you have villains on one side and you have heroes on the other side. And if your row has a villain, you get on the right tram. It's very easy to get on the wrong tram at Magic Kingdom. So more so than ever before, taking a photo at the end of your row, so you'll say, hey, it's Mulan 74 or whatever, will help you get back to your car after a long, long day.
Or spend a lot of money and go park in the premier parking area.
That's true. $35.
Oof.
$35. So, Chris.
Yes.
So we also want to give a little shout out to the big shout out to all those runners, especially the Mickey Milers, who ran in the Disneyland Paris Half Marathon weekend this past weekend. We plan to have hopefully Lee and Laura, Lee Zimmerman and Laura Gilbreth on to give us a review of the course and the race and the expo and everything. And just congratulations to everyone who went over there to take part in the inaugural. And we hear again it's going to be run next year. We'll hear from Lee and Laura and ask them the most important question of all: would they do it again?
Will Disney do it again?
Will Disney do it again? And speaking of Run Disney, Chris, I was looking at some of the races coming up, and something very interesting that we're not used to seeing with Run Disney. I'll give you an example. The Wine and Dine half marathon weekend is coming up, and obviously they moved it to the daytime for a number of reasons, one of which is probably because they were just afraid that having nighttime races in October, November may be prone to thunderstorms
weather.
Or whatever, bad weather. At the same time, they have nighttime activities now at the Animal Kingdom, so I guess they could always close the Animal Kingdom the night of the race. But one of the things I've been monitoring lately is the registrations. And for the Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend, I figured that they would all be sold out, and they have been sold out for a while. I think the key word here is inaugural, because it's a little bit of an inaugural Lumiere's two-course challenge. So it's a little bit different. It's during the day. So I didn't expect that that race weekend to have a problem. However, there is another race weekend in November that seems to be having an issue. You know which one I mean?
An event in November? Superhero Half Marathon?
Yeah. That's still the event.
But that's out in California, right?
Right. But last year, that sold out real fast. I think I did it last year.
Right.
The Superheroes Half Marathon is still not sold out. Now, we're talking the registration. Oh, I don't even know when I want to say the registration opened sometime in February, maybe.
Right.
But the Superheroes Half Marathon is not sold out. Neither is the Doctor Strange 10K. But here's the thing that really surprises me. If I was going to ask you, Chris, which race or which registration would sell out the quickest, which one would you say you would put money on to sell out the fastest?
I would assume the Infinity Gauntlet Challenge, because that's, everybody goes for the multiple medal races, right? You want to do, everybody's into the multiple races now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that thing would go, that would be the first thing I would focus on. No.
Yeah, it's probably even a smaller amount of entries too, right? Because, you're thinking they're not going to have too many people, but...
So neither the half, the challenge, nor the 10K is sold out. And here we are, maybe 7 weeks away.
I wonder if this plays into what we were talking about before, which is now we're the people that have been doing these big, the longer races, the multiple races, are kind of getting sick of this, and we're bringing in more of the new runners, and those new runners are doing the 5Ks, and so we're seeing that go quickly, and then the others not fully selling out at this point.
Yeah, I'm trying to put my finger on it. I think that's one possible reason. I'm thinking that. We've talked about things like the price is obviously an obstacle. Yeah, big factor. The non-deferral policy is a big factor. So everything.
Well, this one, the registration started for this one before we learned about the deferment, right? So that might not play into it.
Right.
It's not an inaugural.
It got good reviews last year. I know that that we talked about it, and we all had fun, and with all the stuff going on. So I don't know. It just strikes me odd that all three, and especially like you said, the Infinity Gauntlet Challenge is not sold out. The only thing that's sold out, the kids races and Captain America 5K.
right.
Which is kind of odd. So it'll be.
I mean, the gauntlet is $340. I'm wondering, like you said, if that plays into it. Do people say, "Wow, okay, $340 for a half and a 10K"? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that what also might happen is that people right now are saying, all right, here's my disposable income, and here's how much of that disposable income I will devote to running. And of that running disposable income, this is how much I will devote to Disney. Well, it looks like I'm going to do one or two race weekends. Because, like we said, it's not just the registration. It's everything else.
Yeah.
It's flying down. It's the rooms. It's the tickets. It's the meals. It's so much more. So I think that Disney Destination race has now been labeled as the most expensive type of destination race, and I think that mm-hmm. has a lot to do with it. So that, I'm really surprised, though, that, I mean, it hasn't sold out by now. The January.
I was going to say it's like the comic books. You know, the first issue comes out and everybody buys it, and then the second issue comes out and sales like are cut in half. So maybe they're just following the comic book rule here with the challenge, with the marathon weekend.
But you know what's funny? The I guess there isn't a challenge in January other than Goofy and Dopey,
right?
But those and I don't think those are. Let me see. Goofy Race and a Half is not sold out. Dopey is not sold out. The marathon is not sold out. The only thing that is sold out is the
5K again.
The half, the 10, and the 5K.
Oh, the half, 10, and 5. Wow.
And the Run Disney, the kids' races are not sold out. So that's a bigger issue. It's like, whoa, those things. Maybe the Dopey is now old hat. Maybe it's no longer worth the cost. Maybe the same thing with Goofy. I mean, there are people who obviously signed up for it.
I want to. Is this the one? Is this the 20th Goofy?
They don't remember.
Yeah, I'm trying. I thought this was going to be the 20th year.
It's the 20th anniversary for the half marathon.
Oh, the half?
But I don't. Yeah, okay. It's the 20th anniversary for the half. It's Goofy is at best
it is
6 years, maybe 5 years. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the half. Okay.
But I'm really surprised about that. I'm surprised that the marathon, at least the marathon, you think would have been sold out by now. So, you know, maybe this is a trend that's happening. I know that. Let's see I really thought that the Star Wars, the light side and the dark side weekends would sell out because there were a lot of people who were caught short last year because the challenge was not announced till later. So those things are sold out. I know that the on the light side, the Star Wars half marathon light side, which is in January.
Yep. January 15th, 12th to the 15th.
Those were all, everything sold out, but the half marathon, the Rebel Challenge, the 10K, the 5K, but the half marathon is not sold out. And my guess is that if most people, if they didn't get to do the Rebel Challenge, sign up for the Rebel Challenge, they really don't want the half marathon because there's that Kessel Challenge carrot, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I know that the other thing I wanted to mention is that the Disney Princess Half Marathon weekend, it took a while for that to sell out. But it looks like everything has sold out. So that one's okay. Actually, that's not the one I meant to talk about. I meant to talk about Tinkerbell. Because Tinkerbell has had its registration weeks the last 2 weeks. And last time I looked, and it's still the same, Tinkerbell Half, the Pixie Dust Challenge, the 10K, the 5K, and the Run Disney Kids races, none of them have been sold out, and the registration has been open for over 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, and the challenge isn't that bad. Well, it's 330. The half is 185. The 10K is 120. The 5K is $80. I thought that the 5K would sell out first, Chris, because that's when you start on Main Street USA. We're seeing a trend here. So it's going to be interesting moving, you know, going forward to see, you know, what else happens. The was interesting. The Dark Side registration, did that take place already? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm signed up for that one, so I know that one is... that one, I think it's...
just the 10K. Yeah,
but the 10K is still available, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're seeing things here. So I don't know if Disney is the Run Disney folks are taking notice, but I know
I'm
that
sure
I
they
would
are.
And say, okay, what do we need to do? Obviously, one thing to do is to try to hold prices. If they held prices and they offered something different, I think that a lot of the runners would go back. But as prices go up and as the benefits for runners don't change or they actually go down, I think more people are turning to other races. So I just wanted to mention that for the first couple of minutes. And
it's interesting to keep an eye on this stuff as we go along and see when. I mean, we should even start doing that at some point as we do the shows, maybe do a regular check-in and see what has sold out at what point.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think what we'll do is we'll try to do that after a registration comes and goes, like a week or two after registration, just take a pulse on the Run Disney races and see what's going on. I know that for Michelle and myself, we've cut down this year. I mean, I know I did crazy stuff in January, but other than in April. But other than that, you know, we didn't do Tink, we didn't do California, we didn't do Paris. Well, that would have been tough for Michelle to do Paris, us to do Paris. And we're not doing Avengers, we're not doing Wine and Dine. Yeah. We are doing January, and then who knows? But we've cut down too. So, how about you and Audra? Have you cut down, or basically are you doing the same?
Yeah, you know, well, ours is just a different a life thing. It's our son's senior year of high school, and while we normally would have done either the Goofy or the Dopey, the feeling was the training in that we really wanted to revel in their last year of high school and sort of not spend every weekend, you know, doing long run training and have that time with the kids and sort of enjoy this last year. So, but we did sign up for the Dark Side Challenge. So we're set for that one. But I think the following year, our plan is to do, the Dopey. I think we both hit 50 that year. So it'd be sort of like the celebration. So it's a different thing for us. And then my work has just increased exponentially. So I can't afford to really keep running down there. And, you know, it's not financial. It's just I'm so busy.
Yeah.
You know, now they've got me going out on book tours and stuff. So it's like it's very hard to kind of make it all. So but for me, yeah. So it's for me, it's not a it's not a financial thing. It's not a whatever. It's just a life issue. So but we'll see. Who knows? Maybe in a year or two, things will pick back up again.
Are you doing Light Side and Dark Side? So are you doing the Kessel Challenge? Or?
No, just the Dark Side. Like I said, maybe next year, maybe, you know, we'll sort of, or something, we'll figure something out where we can do that when we have more free time. When the kids are off at college and we don't have to, like, you know, be there 24/7, so.
That's true.
You know?
Empty nesters.
Might as well start running. That'll be an interesting conversation to have over time as we... watch our children leave the nest, see how we do running wise and how much we keep up and go beyond. You know, how many, well, you have so much more free time.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Depressing, but awesome.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Well, that will do it for the Run Disney race update with Chris Aliopoulos and yours truly. We want you to join us on our next episode where Chris and I begin talking about Disney character dining experiences based on a letter that we received from Jackie Cabrera asking us to go over them. So Chris and I want you to join us next time. So for Chris Aliopoulos, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.